Welcome to Chip Chat, Conversations in the Cloud, a weekly podcast with IT leaders who are driving the future of a software-defined infrastructure-based data center.
Hello, I'm Gary McCulley, and welcome to Chip Chat, Conversations in the Cloud. Today, I'm speaking with Sushant Rao, who is the Senior Director of Product Marketing at DataCore. Good morning, Sushant. How are you?
I'm good, Gary. Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. It's our pleasure. Let's start out by asking you to describe your role at DataCore and maybe a little bit about the company.
So product marketing is really about helping people understand the kind of value proposition and differentiation, helping people understand use cases of how our products and technology can be used to solve their problems. So we are a software company. We pretty much work with any x86 hardware, obviously Intel-based. What our software does, it enables people to address their storage challenges. They can use standard x86 servers to create a high-end enterprise class storage array using our software. It also allows them to move data around, whether it's on-premise or in the cloud. So it does a variety of different things.
Now, one of the important workloads is continuity and disaster recovery, particularly in the cloud. Why is disaster recovery important?
I think what has happened in the U.S. most recently with the hurricanes and wildfires raging in the Northwest, companies need to be prepared for large-scale disasters that could impact their operations, right? And if you think about it, what is core to most businesses is their data. And regardless of what happens to your facilities, you need your data to be able to come back to normal operations. You can rebuild buildings, but if you lose your data, that's a lot of knowledge that is gone forever. And again, a disaster could be as simple as power outage to your building or to your data center, or it could be much more widespread.
Compare and contrast disaster recovery and high availability. Is disaster recovery different than high availability?
Some people will argue they're the same. We argue that it's actually quite different, and I think most people would agree with this, which is high availability is the event that if anything takes down your infrastructure, you can very quickly, almost without any disruption, continue processing. So high availability in many cases means that you have either zero or seconds of downtime in case something goes out, right? A simplest case could be someone kicks the plug on your storage array. If you have it highly available, you've mirrored your data to another storage array, and so your applications don't have any downtime because they continue to run. Now, if you have a large-scale event like a hurricane or an earthquake that can take out a wide region, that's where disaster recovery comes in. I can give you one example. We got a customer who is a private high school in the Bay Area. And what he's created is a metro cluster. And what he has is a highly available system. He's got part of his data center in one building and part of a data center in another building. Anything happens to that building, building loses power, he's fine. He can continue running his applications, get access to student data in the other building. All is good. But his big problem is earthquake. He needs to have his data hundreds of miles away so that if anything were to happen, knock on wood, if anything were to happen and takes out a wide region such as the Bay Area, he knows that his data is protected, it's available someplace, and when he's ready to resume operations, he can get access to that data and start up again.
Talk about the differences of utilizing the public cloud versus on-premise for disaster recovery.
We find that on-premises works great for having highly available systems, but for a lot of companies who don't have IT or secondary or remote facilities that are far enough away with suitable IT personnel, cloud is a great option. You don't have to stand up another facility. You know it's remote and you can access it from anywhere. So the same IT team can set up a highly available system and then for disaster recovery purposes, use the cloud as essentially their disaster recovery site.
Speaking of cloud, which of the cloud service providers do you guys work with?
So we've set it up so that the customer can choose to work with any service provider, but we've also gone to the next step of setting it up in the Azure marketplace. So it's essentially a replication target for disaster recovery purposes. A customer can basically go to the Azure marketplace, they get access to the DataCore software, they pick the amount of storage capacity that they will need on Azure, and using our software on the Azure marketplace, set it up, and then basically they can set up the asynchronous replication from their primary data center to Azure. They can do that as well with AWS. They can do it with Google Cloud or their favorite service provider. We've got the documentation for them to do that. We've just gone the extra step of putting it in the Azure marketplace to make it easier.
Describe a little bit about the DataCore San Symphony product. Is that what we've been talking about?
So there's actually two. We have DataCore San Symphony, which is a start off as storage virtualization. It's kind of morphed into being a software-defined storage solution that allows people to essentially abstract and pool their storage arrays, and it gives them three main benefits: better performance, better availability, better flexibility. Some people almost think of that as agility, all with the goal of making companies more efficient and saving them money, both CapEx and OpEx. We also have a separate product called DataCore Hyperconverged Virtual SAN for those companies that want to consolidate their infrastructure into a smaller form factor. So they're basically combining their storage and compute into a single tier. So it makes it more efficient. Either one of those, whether you have it on-premise, the question for those is, okay, so what's my disaster recovery strategy, right? And that's where the cloud replication offering comes in. It can work with either product, but it allows them to essentially ensure that a copy of their data is stored in a cloud. Again, we've made it available on the Azure Marketplace, but it could be with any cloud.
Where can customers and listeners go to learn more about DataCore?
The best way is to just come to our website, datacore.com. So it's DataCore.com. We have lots of information there about our products as well as use cases.
Well, great. Thank you, Sushant, for your time today, and best wishes to DataCore.
Thank you so much for having us.